people at risk of suicide can feel isolated and like there's no one who cares or that they want to bother with their problems. There can be a stigma also against seeking out help for any kind of mental health concern.
When he was a freshman at UW-Madison, Conlon Bass wanted to make a difference, so he founded the Bandana Project. Now a senior ready to graduate, the project will continue under the umbrella of the UW-Madison chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. Conlon, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Kenya, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
So Conlon, how did the Bandana Project start?
So my freshman year, I had a friend who goes to University of River Falls tell me that they had a professor whose son had died by suicide. And as a show of support for that professor, they wore white bandanas on their backpacks. And I had already been involved with the National Alliance on Mental Illness at Madison. And I just had the idea that it could be a broader mental health awareness movement. Lime green is a color of that movement, so I figured that would be a good bandana color, very eye-catching. And then UWPD also produces resource cards, so I thought it'd be a great idea if people who had the bandanas could also carry these cards, so kind of a double mental health awareness and suicide prevention movement.
And you've also talked about having been touched by suicide yourself.
Yeah, unfortunately, in high school, my freshman year, my uncle on my mom's side died by suicide. And after that, my family did a variety of like mental health awareness walks, NAMI walks, out of the darkness, that kind of thing. So I got introduced to the world of like anti-mental illness stigma through those. And then unfortunately, just before my senior year of high school, a good friend of mine also died by suicide. So at that point, I was just really looking for a way to kind of change things or look for an outlet to try and improve situations for people struggling with mental illness, just because nobody's unaffected by it.
And Kenya, so the bright green, lime green bandanas are very eye-catching, as Conlon said, and people who have them on their backpacks or wherever have resources. But how do you actually make sure that people know what the bandana means so that they know, oh, that's someone that I could talk to?
So a big thing that we do in our club as the Bandana Project is advocacy. We like to spread the word about the Bandana Project, and we do a lot of distributions on campus. And really, we just push for people to spread the word. Mm-hmm. And we are very approachable, we like to think. A lot of students come up to us and ask us what the bandanas are for. And that's kind of part of the whole point of the project, is to create conversation and ask questions and to understand what the bandanas are for, and then therefore leading into understanding what suicide prevention is.
And so Kenya, what would you say are the specific goals of the project? Is it raising awareness? Is it reaching people who are specifically at risk of suicide? What are you hoping to accomplish?
I would say it's equally for both things that you asked. I would say the main goal is to overall prevent suicide. And in order to diminish the stigma that's associated with it, it's really important to just spread the word and get people to normalize the subject of talking about suicide. And that's a huge part of the Bandana Project, because students are always talking about, hey, what's the green bandana for? So that's a huge part of ending the stigma with suicide.
And Conlon, it can be very difficult to measure the success of prevention because it's measuring things that don't happen. But how do you measure success, and what does success look like to you?
Right. For me personally, more like anecdotally, I guess, I felt that the program has kind of accomplished what I envisioned at the outset, just in having people come up and say, I was having a rough week last week. I saw a lot of bandanas. It made my week better. Someone saying, I've struggled with mental illness in the past. Knowing that people are out there with these resources means a lot to me, because I didn't know how to access them when I was struggling, stuff like that. So I guess just kind of people saying how it's touched them in their own ways. Again, nobody's unaffected, as I said, but it manifests differently in everybody's lives. So I guess just kind of hearing about the different ways that it's helped people, or how they've noticed it, change the campus climate, that kind of thing.
And how many bandanas have been distributed since you started the project, do you know?
Yeah, in total, over 3,500 bandanas.
Wow. And so are they specifically on backpacks? Do people use them in other ways? Is there a recommended way so people can notice them and say, oh, that's another one of those?
Right. Usually we just say tie it however you'll like it on your backpack. Lots of faculty members have little bags or satchels that they'll tie them onto. Anything you carry with you that's just a symbol that you carry the resource cards and you stand in solidarity with the movement works for us.
So it's faculty as well as students?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Conlon Bass and Kenya Link. They are both involved with the Bandana Project, which is a suicide prevention effort that started on the UW-Madison campus when Conlon founded it and is continuing under Kenya's coordination. And Conlon, without breaking any confidentiality, of course, could you share a story or two of someone for whom the Bandana Project was really a lifeline?
Yeah. I've had people come up to me before and say, I didn't know what the bandanas were for until my friend received one and knew that they had the resource cards. And it was at a time where I was struggling. I was looking for an outlet. I was going to make a decision about my life in the coming weeks. And reading through the cards, like learning about the program, kind of influenced me to take that first step, that first leap forward, and just calling a number and seeing what the number had to say on like a suicide prevention hotline. And that was a very touching moment for me because I was someone who was borderline mental health crisis, who kind of saw the green bandana, paused, and was able to get help through their friend.
And Kenya, have you had similar experiences?
Yes, a few similar experiences, almost exactly like Conlon's. A lot of people, it's just the first step in preventing whatever thoughts they're having to harm themselves or if they're struggling in any way, shape, or form. Mm.
And Kenya, you are taking over from Conlon here on UW-Madison, but it sounds like the idea of the Bandana Project has spread well past this campus. Where else is it being done, and where are they hoping to do it?
Yeah, so it's at quite a handful of big universities, at Minnesota, at Iowa, a few other Big Ten universities that I can't think of at the top of my head. But there's also like smaller UW schools like River Falls, Stevens Point, and a few other Minnesota schools also. And we also provide a lot of resources to high school students who do reach out to us, like my high school that I went to. I know that there's a few students there who want to start it there because they've heard of it through me. So
even reaching to younger
populations. Yeah, we try to spread the word to as many populations as we can.
And Conlon, what's it like for you? You started this as a freshman, and here not only is it well-established and successful here, but spreading. Did you ever expect that?
Oh, no. That's probably my favorite part of the program, just how enthusiastic and excited people are about to share it, to spread it where they live, just to show support in any way they can. It's been overwhelming, just the response. I didn't expect, when I started it, but it's been really amazing to see.
And Conlon, I also want to offer suggestions to people who are not on a campus for how they can be a resource and support for people at risk of suicide. What would you recommend?
Yeah, I think a great first step in any situation is to just listen without judgment. Listen to what someone's saying. Take it as true for them. Try and refer them to whatever local resources, places for support that they can get, and just kind of re-engage with that person afterwards. Make sure you follow up, help them through their journey, because it's tough to get help.
Well, Conlon, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And Kenya, thanks so much for sharing your experiences.
Thank you so much.
Conlon Bass founded the Bandana Project at UW-Madison as a freshman. Kenya Link will take over coordinating the project as part of the UW-Madison chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, with Conlon's graduation this month. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 800-273-8255. Veterans Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 800-273-8255, option 1.